totally necessary in the first place.
Sounds like the ocean, doesn't it?
Here, let me. Uh-huh.
Okay.
The cord's long enough.
Will it reach me?
There you go.
And this is also a good time to practice just constantly talking into the microphone so that you don't even think about it halfway through.
So it won't be unnerving at all that there's a giant mouse. Basically,
oh
my
God.
The entire time.
That's good. I just heard one wave. Nice job, Adam. Can you come and just do that when I sleep?
But you'd have to do it through... You know, actually, this microphone has a headphone jack on it, so you could just stand there, plugged in.
Very creepily. Awesome.
It doesn't pick up very well, though.
Nice. Yeah.
Just
okay, I'll give him
me
back.
Doing an F sound into your ear.
That was fun.
I like the photo where the dog looks like it's walking on the water. It's like the Jesus dog. It's pretty fantastic.
And Joel, you will have to be a little closer to the mic because I don't want to have to turn your gain up to maximum.
It's mostly we have to sit like this. Is this too close, Adam?
Right. Yeah. No, that's actually pretty good right there.
I'll try to talk into the mic this week. Ha, ha.
Yeah, that's looking good.
This time you won't be eating.
Yeah, because I ate my delicious food that I made for everyone.
Yeah, there are no answers with Jonathan Taylor Thomas in them either.
Boo. That was so awesome.
His eardrums will explode.
Adam Redman is just sitting listening to himself make weird noises on the headphones.
Mic checks.
Oh, so the school I subbed at today, they're doing like all these songs about friendship for their concert on Friday. But guess what their finale song is?
Friendship Blows?
Banana Phone! Do-do-do-do-do-do!
Oh.
Wait, how old are these kids?
First grade.
Oh, okay, then they're fine. Yeah. I was thinking of your other choir.
Ooh.
I thought of your other choirs like...
Well, even my choir, it would have been awesome. Well, fifth and sixth grade, they would have had fun with Banana Phone. We could have gone all out there. I think they're having actual bananas as props.
It's like a total non sequitur, though. They're going to have like an entire theme night and then just Banana Phone.
Yeah.
Banana Phone. Boop, boop, ba-doop, ba-doop.
And everybody would be like,
I mean, I love Banana Phone like, you know, like everybody else, but.
I was really expecting a bigger reaction than that, guys. I'm disappointed. Gotta say.
I'm not exactly sure what Banana Phone is.
Raffy.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana Phone.
It's.
Oh, you're so adorable. He was me 4 years ago. I never heard that song before 4 years ago.
Sorry, Joel. Thanks for throwing me under the bus, Dave.
No, 4 years ago is when I first heard this song. Oh. That's what I mean.
He was mocking his age.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, I know. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
You're adorable.
Well, thank you. See, I'm adorable, David.
Wait. Hot. It's so warm in here.
What color is that?
Gray.
Damn it.
Why?
Because I thought we had like primary colors and then black going on. It's everyone's looks like they came right out of a catalog.
What color did you think it was?
Black.
Blue.
Blue.
Yes, it's blue.
Hmm.
Go with blue.
It's too late.
Yay!
We're the Power Rangers. Except Power we don't Rangers. Have a pink one.
Ooh, don't forget, I made applesauce.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm Tommy.
No.
No, you're Jason. I'm Tommy.
Oh, that's
I'm black.
His name was Zach, man. Zach.
Black. I never watched.
So Dave is Billy.
What are we talking about?
Hell yeah.
We were just having a conversation openly about how we're all wearing
Power Rangers
colors.
Ah.
Oh yeah.
Gotcha.
Something to remember for the podcast this evening.
Yes.
Let's keep it to one conversation because our listeners cannot follow two at the same time.
Yeah.
So no cross conversations.
Good point. I gotcha. Yep. I listened to episode 3 and it was kind of a...
Yeah.
For a while. You guys went off on like some huge frickin' tangents.
I still found it interesting despite the fact that I'm
It was fun, but there were times when it was like, what happened? Okay. Okay.
I did notice that we went so far that we couldn't find our way back to the original conversation.
That's something.
Did you actually have a moment of, oh crap, what
yes.
were we talking about?
Multiple.
They're just like, oh.
I wasn't even there for episode 3.
What were we talking? Oh, bronies. That's right.
That's right. We talked about bronies for a bit.
Wow,
that's so awesome!
You did.
Which, you know, it's on Netflix now.
No, we didn't. Dave. AJ, Dave.
You know what's on Netflix now?
Frank and
Storage
David.
Wars.
Oh crap!
And Dan, of course, is watching it.
I've already watched like 3 or 4 episodes today.
What is what is it?
It's horrible.
Why are you watching it?
We should watch an episode after recording, just or at least part of one.
No,
I don't have time.
I don't know.
Or the end of the Tigers game.
This is Adam. I don't have sleep. Time.
I have Agreed. To sleep.
Ooh, yeah. How did your training go?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fun. But tiring.
I believe you.
I had to get up super early yesterday morning, and I had to get up super early this morning.
What is super early?
For me, 6 a.m. is super early.
Did you get up at 6?
Yes.
Okay.
There's that correlation there.
Gotcha. Well, yes, I know. Adam is not a morning person.
No.
Dude. No. Adam is, after being in Revelers with him and the two of us having to get up, well, me having to get up at 6:30 and trying to get him up and him being like, I just have to throw my costume on.
Yes.
Leave me alone. I'm going to sleep until 7:30.
Or 8.
That's true.
Because I can do that.
Yay. Yes.
But anyway, so our mic check topic for this week will be, what is your favorite animal and why?
Yay.
Favorite animal? Shit.
I have one.
Go for it.
Can I go?
Yeah. It's actually up to him because he has to pay attention to something.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Can I go?
Emily, you may go.
I may go. Okay. So my favorite animal is the prairie dog, and it's because they're adorable, and they live on the prairie, and when I go to the Minnesota Zoo... They have, you know, that huge... Shut up. And they have that huge prairie dog enclosure outside. It's like on the... Okay, never mind. So it's in the outside trail part. And the prairie dogs are, you know, they're like in their holes and they're fighting. And then they sometimes, you know, they'll do the howl like the... And they'll arch themselves, and then when one does it, like a whole flock of them will do it at the same time. They're so cute. I could watch them for hours.
What about meerkats?
Meerkats, not as cool.
See, now aren't the
prairie dogs?
Aren't the prairie dogs the carriers of the monkeypox?
What the fuck is monkeypox?
So there's like this illness called monkeypox, and huh? I believe prairie dogs are the carrier.
Okay, well it's not like I have. Touch them.
I mean, nothing's perfect. There's,
I fed them peanuts in South Dakota when I was like 10.
Yeah, you got the pox.
Oh my god!
The monkey pox.
Yeah, I feel like with something like monkey pox, you get a tail by now.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was, I remember well, when, Dan, it was, when they were talking about it all the time, I thought it was weird because a prairie dog would carry monkey pox, and that just seems like a weird thing.
No,
like it should just be prairie dog pox.
Right. Or, well... Prairie pox.
Or rodent pox. Or
so I like prairie dogs because they're cute and small. Yeah.
Varmint pox. Yeah. But monkey pox seems just like a random thing.
Oh, and guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are cute too. I had 24 of them at one point in time.
Yes.
All at the same time.
A lot of guinea pigs.
Yeah, it was a lot of guinea pigs. Interbreeding. Mm, special. Oh, honey.
That's a little bit of horrible.
Hey, man. Only so many genes to work with.
So, Joel.
Yep.
What's your favorite animal? And why?
Bears are pretty cool because they're solitary, but I'm going to have to go with the echidna because it's a monotreme, and that makes it unique and awesome. And I'm going with the echidna, not the platypus, because I don't think the echidna gets the love that the platypus gets because everybody likes the platypus. It's bizarre and interesting, and the echidna just kind of, you know, everybody's like, it's like a porcupine that lays eggs, no big deal. Or more often they would say, what the hell is that? And then you get to tell them about monotremes. But it's a monotreme. I mean, that it's innately cool.
What the hell is an echidna?
Yeah.
Hey, there you
Knuckles
are.
Knuckles is an echidna.
What?
From Sonic the Hedgehog. The red one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're so talking.
That might help you.
So he's red and
so it's really like it's kind of like a porcupine.
You have a smartphone,
but it lays eggs, and it's one hell of a good burrower.
Oh, it lays eggs.
Yes.
Does it have a duck bill like a platypus?
No.
You're replaying this conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like step by step, it's like
it's fantastic.
Like, what the
right?
hell are they? And then it's like, oh, you know, what about platypus?
Well, I heard him say that platypi get more
love
than echidna, because obviously never heard what a freaking echidna is. So yay!
Yeah,
I'm going to look it up on my phone if my phone would love me. What the heck, 4G?
Dan.
Speaking of phones, my phone comes on Friday.
Woohoo! iPhone
that should
two.
Be exciting.
I don't know. I mean, are you working on Friday?
Yes. I am not.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
But I've been telling people that the S stands for sport.
I think it stands
for... Which many of my coworkers disagree with.
Sport. I think it stands for superfluous.
I can understand that, because, I mean, I'm upgrading from a, you know, Camry to a iPhone 4 Sport.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Back. Oh, that's an echidna. It looks like a porcupine,
but without
a porcupine face.
Yeah. And the Aborigines have like a really cool myth about it. Supposedly, the origin of the echidna is that there was a tribal member who was apparently not well loved by the group because I think he was a bastard.
Makes
and
sense.
So at one point they chased him out of the village, throwing spears at him, and he was like had spears embedded in his back. So by the time he kind of collapsed and hunched up and trying to protect himself, he started burrowing himself into the ground with all the spear points sticking out of his back and just became an echidna.
Hmm. Wow.
Because the dreaming is weird.
Hmm. That's cool, though.
Special. Yeah.
That's really cool.
You can talk. Lean forward.
You know what? You can still hear me, I bet.
No.
Yeah.
Although I feel
these
like since...
These microphones pick up so much.
Emily, we can't hear you well. I'm looking at the sound waves currently, and...
I'm sorry, everyone. You can hear me so well.
There you go.
When you're back there,
my
you're
back
like...
Hurts.
That
well shook. So perhaps this, through the show you should just
this is how
going
much
back and forward
it'll be
so
like
that it
crunches
can, it can
awesome
kind of wave out and it'll
hey,
really mess with Adam having to adjust
to
the
work
game
out my time.
And he'll
I
just be
just
like turning it up and turning it down constantly.
I'll just mute you
trying
I'll
to
just
adjust
mute you and Dan and I will run the show. The whole
we're
thing.
We're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
essentially,
going
yeah.
back and forth
yeah.
from
yeah.
the mic. That's awesome.
What do you think, Joel and Emily?
You can still hear me on your microphone.
Hey, I have neighbors, by the way. What? Neighbors.
Yeah, neighbors. So there.
A little quiet.
Anyway. So, don't mess with the sound guy.
Hey, you mute me. I'm just going to watch this Detroit game.
Has come up for less. From less,
I'm passing up MLB.
No, he came up when
to
we
be
were
here.
Like pounding on the ground with
well,
the
I
rock
hope
band.
We make it worth
kit.
It while,
and Tigers, baby,
movies,
Tigers, and they've lost the first two games.
Okay,
it's
movie
me.
When?
Lo siento. Well,
no, it was always rock
like,
band.
You'll like
the
my answer to
up,
the favorite
we were
animal
on
question.
The
then
rock is band it drum
Tiger?
Kit.
It is Tiger. Yeah.
Because we played it that one time with Adam and Katie and
so,
Molly.
So,
mic
okay, checks.
Dan, what's your favorite
sibilance.
Animal?
Yeah, he always does himself gonna... last because he actually has to kind of take off the headphones and do it, but still do it.
No, I can still do it.
Yeah.
With the headphones on. But anyway,
I mean,
go ahead.
You know, the clutch male animal choice is usually the monkey. Because they're... Hey, turn off your cell phone.
I forgot about that. Nobody ever calls me. Hold on.
Except for the important people.
Hey, Ron.
But, Oh, gotcha. But realistically, I would have to go with penguins. No, no, that's a lie. That's a lie. They're second place to otters.
Otters are awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Otters,
they
otters
are really
automatically
awesome.
My favorite.
I love otters. Frog!
They're fun. They play.
Yes.
They
and they're adorable.
Make water slides for themselves.
Adorable.
Out of little streams.
And they eat off of their tummy.
So cute!
Which is also adorable. From on the tummy to in the tummy.
Yes.
That wasn't a joke. That was just
the closest to osmosis that it'll get. My dream. I wish I could just put food over my stomach. Like, yep, all right.
Are you kidding? I love the action.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have to worry about lactose intolerance.
True. You wouldn't?
I would just get the nutrients.
If it was still in your tummy, you would...
No, I just... Through osmosis. Like, it wouldn't actually be food anymore.
Oh, it would just be osmosized through your blood and all that. Yeah. Adam and I, we were on the same page, as in the food going straight into the tummy.
Yeah.
Yes, the steak makes itself so small that it goes through my pores.
But, yeah, you...
Otters.
Otters.
Unless you want to talk about osmosis instead.
Isn't lactose intolerance because you don't have the enzymes to break it down properly?
Yes.
Gallbladder enzymes.
Yeah.
Or other enzymes, because people have their gallbladders and are still lactose intolerant, so never mind, I'm really stupid.
Liver. Did you know that actually the ability to digest dairy after infancy is actually a genetic mutation?
I'm mutated.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm boring.
I'm
hell
awesome.
Yeah.
Made of so
much wind. So lactose intolerant people are normal?
Huh? Technically, yes.
Oh, hey, guess what, fuckers? I just lost the game.
Wait a minute. Who the hell are you?
Good.
Yeah. Dave.
I'm Wolverine. No, fuck you, Emily. Fuck you right now.
No, because guess what? I listened to that episode number 3, and you guys kept saying that you were losing the game and the whole thing, and I was like, you bastards.
Again, a little bit less.
Unhappy. Sorry. When I get passionate or fiery about something,
I would appreciate
my volume rises significantly. Not on purpose. Just
did you say you're keeping up with your bitches?
What?
But Adam, what's your favorite animal?
Yeah, Adam, tell us.
Well, I was busy doing ocean sounds again. But
no
yeah.
Double conversations.
And suddenly everyone has to urinate.
What?
No, but that would be wise in a few seconds here.
Yeah, we're going to get rolling on the actual episode pretty Yay. Quick here. Yeah, but as I pseudo-mentioned to Joel a moment ago, tigers. I love tigers. And I have since I was
right.
a very small little boy. My sister had a penguin collection, and for the longest time I had a tiger collection. And part of that was influenced by Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes.
Hobbs! Yeah. Oh, I love Hobbs!
Which, while we were at the zombie pub crawl, we saw a zombie Calvin.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
Nice.
You don't remember that?
I didn't get it. I didn't understand. I thought they were talking about someone else.
No, there's a guy walking by with spiked yellow hair and a red shirt carrying a giant stuffed tiger.
No, I saw Quail Man.
I saw Quail Man.
I never saw Calvin. Oh, F.
Right before
and I saw
we went
Doug
into,
and Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right before we tried to get into the Bulldog.
Yeah, Dave was there.
I saw Quail Man.
But
not
yeah.
nearly as cool as Calvin with his stuffed Hobbs.
Well, and if you ever get the chance to play with a baby tiger, I highly recommend it. It is very entertaining.
Have you done it?
I have.
You've played
That's
with a baby
awesome.
Tiger?
Yes.
How?
I actually got to babysit a baby tiger as well. So a friend of mine in high school, his dad is a lawyer, and one of his clients is a guy who owned a barn/feed store, supply store.
Okay.
And there was this odd chain of events where people would come by and go, "Hey, John, we have a couple antelope here, and we just don't know what to do with them. Can you take them?" And he'd be like, "Yeah, I guess." And so he made a big pen out in the back for, and he just kept collecting miscellaneous, like, animals? Herd animals. And then one day somebody came to him and said, hey, up in Detroit, they just raided this woman's house, and she had a mountain lion chained up in the basement. Can you take that? And he's like, well, okay, I guess, sure. Hey, John, we have a bear. Can you take a bear? What if I don't? Well, we'll have to kill it. Yeah, I'll take the bear. That's fine. And among the various, some of the highlights of his weird collection, he ended up making his own zoo.
I was going to say, the man has to have a private
and
zoo.
Had a whole bunch of baboons. So I've gotten baboons. To like hold a baby baboon, which is like a really weird thing because it's tiny, but its arms go all the way around you.
Wow.
This is very strange.
Babies.
But they had, honest to God, they had a liger, which is the biggest cat I have ever seen in my entire life.
Okay, now are we being serious?
No, I'm completely serious. It was half lion, half tiger. The two got together. They banged it out, and it was
really?
A big... Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never heard nor seen one.
And it was huge. And the really impressive one is that they have the tiger that was used as a model for Aladdin.
Because
they couldn't put it in a zoo because it had been declawed and they couldn't release it in the wild and all the little stipulations of the places you can usually put that didn't exist. And so through word of mouth, it got back to John, and John was like, absolutely, why not? And he ended up having multiple tigers at one point and ended up breeding a tiger in captivity, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Whoa.
And was kind of envied and hated by a number of zoos that had been trying at the time to breed tigers in captivities and couldn't do it. I was... To try and help put together a packet, this was when I was in film school, so trying to put together a packet for him to ship around to kind of look for sponsors. We shot a documentary for him. So we went out there for a day, and he showed us around, and we shot footage. And towards the end of it, he goes, oh, you guys got to see this. This is really cool. Come here. Come back in the office. And he introduced us to the baby baboon, and then he takes us into the office, and there's baby tiger. And the thing is, like, maybe the length of my forearm and weighs nothing and is just making, like, really adorable sounds. And all the different supporters of his venture, because, like, the feed store can't support all those animals.
Right.
Like, you've got three tigers. That's a lot of food. That's a lot of chicken.
Right.
Holy crap, this is huge.
So he, what they would do is the people who were helping support it locally would take turns babysitting as it was growing older.
Hmm.
And so to the point where it was the size of probably about a medium-sized dog,
okay,
it would be at people's houses over the weekend just hanging out. And Jacob's dad is one of the people who helped support the thing. So every once in a while we'd be hanging out at Jacob's with Tiger. Until it started getting too big and would start like chomping down on people's feet and not letting go. And then you're like, okay,
you're done.
You can't go to people's houses anymore. Sorry.
Aww.
You're still cute. Yeah, it was like a really surreal thing to go out there. Because we get out there and there's like the tiger cage and he's just showing it to us. He's like, you guys want to go in? No. No, I'm good on the outside of the cage. Oh, they're sweeties. They're not going to hurt you. And I'm like, dude, that cat weighs like a ton.
Yeah.
And at the time, I weighed about 130. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, no, it's not a problem. It's just when they jump up and like put their paws on your shoulder, you just can't fall down. As long as you don't fall down, you're not food. So it's totally cool. And I was like, that cat weighs a ton. I weigh 130 pounds. I'm probably going to fall down.
Right.
I'm probably going to die.
So, no, I'm good. I'm good where I'm at. And he's like, well, Billy over there is doing the feeding right now, and he's got a shovel, so he'll be able to get him off you, no problem. And I'm like, no. Still good. It's all right.
Still good.
Still good.
Oh, dude. Is he still, like, doing stuff?
Because I haven't been in town for probably like 10 years, I don't know. It's back in Toledo. It's in Sylvania, Ohio, I think.
Actually, I think it was in Holland, Ohio.
But it's, yeah, just this hilarious thing because it's a... What's the name? I'll look it up. I think it's Culbertsons. C-U-L-B-E-R-T-S-O-N.
Culbertsons.
Culbertsons Feed and Supply or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then below it, it says Ann Zoo or Ann Mini Zoo. I'd be surprised if it was still there. I know it was, like, ridiculously expensive.
Oh, look at Billy playing with the little tiger.
Yeah.
Oh, the tiger took a chunk out of Billy's leg. That's adorable. Oh, tiger. Yeah.
The whole thing is so, like, the herd animal thing was super weird because it was this just giant mix of herd animals and then, like, one cow. And... It's just so bizarre.
What?
Very, very bizarre. I agree.
Yeah, it is weird.
Anyway.
So do you think, kids?
Let's start the episode.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Ready?
So flip a coin. You want to say stuff or should I start stuff? I'll do ocean sounds if you want.
Lotion? Yeah, I can talk. Let me...
Just that was too. That was too wind noise.
What the fuck is it? Honk, honk.
Hold on. Yeah. Can you guys do seagulls and dolphins playing? And I like that. Yeah, yeah. Pirates, if you like, but quiet pirates. Yeah.
This is squirrel. The tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Squirrels are like. What are they? What sound do squirrels make? Like
that really annoying like
something
that makes me want to shoot them out of the tree.
Oh, that's a horse. I don't know.
That, yes, obviously they're of the same family, horses and squirrels.
Four legs and ears.
Hold on, just scrolling back to the...
What does that sound like?
That just sounds like you're going...
Oh, I was damn. Try to
What was that supposed to be?
Like, I don't know.
Okay. So I will get started in like a second wings. And a half.
But.
So.
Yeah. Do you want to do ocean sounds in the background? Mm-hmm. Should we do a little soundscape?
Not yet.
Oh.
At least not for the opening itself, and then once it's intros of people, then it can kind of be in the background.
You could always do it
just get the pertinent information out of the way first, and then we do the introductions, and then it's safe.
It could be really quiet in the background.
Well, yeah, it can start at like nothing, and then
wow.
That's the noise.
What
I fucking
does it
hate.
Do it. Yeah, fucking weirdos.
Okay,
love them.
You can't do that during the show.
Okay. Ready?